Hello, I'm Stuart Pask, and you're listening to Understanding the Geek. I'm here to tell you about a group in society that has grown more powerful and influential in the past 20 years than many people care to realise. Love them or hate them, they've drastically altered the economy of the world and changed the way in which we work and play. And increasingly, they're accepted by modern society, yet many people are unsure as to what it is that drives this group of people and what they're really all about. Over the next quarter of an hour, I'll be looking at geeks in society and talking with some of the self-confessed geeks who help us understand what it is that drives them. They'll offer their insights into the things geeks have done which are changing society. But first of all, we hit the streets to see what the public thinks of geeks.
Someone, the stereotypical type guy with glasses, not many friends, sort of, not very popular sort of guy.
Someone that hasn't got a life. Someone that's unsociable. Someone that don't know how to laugh.
Computer glasses.
Glasses. That's being racist, isn't it?
That's
yeah.
It's
glasses.
That's not good.
A
circus freak show.
I think everyone is herself at the end of the day, so it doesn't matter what they are.
I think geeks can be quite sexy these days. I think everyone loves a geek. LinkedIn is such a big deal these days.
Somebody who nobody likes, sits on the corner and has bits of paper tucked at their head.
Pretty much a guy with glasses, freckles, braces, I don't know, stereotypical stuff. I mean, I play video games to my life, but, you know, I don't wear glasses or have freckles or have braces.
Greasy hair, like, kind of slick glasses and just acting a bit, like, dumb. Really into their work as well.
My brother, really thick glasses, computers, and I don't know, it's just something about them. It's a bit geeky.
Turns out that people still hold many of their geeky stereotypes to heart. Glasses, a fascination with computers, and poor social skills amongst them. However, whilst it is good to hear that they're becoming better respected by some, it still seems that they lack the respect of many. We begin our lesson of understanding by asking our panel of geeks what they consider to be a geek, and whether they consider themselves geeks.
Hello, I'm Darren Waters. I'm the technology editor at the BBC News website. I very much consider myself to be a geek. It's not a term which upsets me in any way. I see it much more of a badge of honour as being part of a very special club. A geek today, I suppose, can be defined by a number of things. A love of technology and science, I would say, primarily. A love for a niche cultural interest, be that comics or science fiction movies. I think anything which is quite niche and cultural and selective allows you to kind of stand out from the crowd and be a little bit unique and a bit different from the broader audience spectrum.
Hi, my name is Jack Challoner. I'm an author. I write books about science and technology, and I am a geek. I think the traditional definition of a geek is someone who's interested in and knowledgeable of how things work and has a bit of sort of physics and maths ability as well. Traditionally, most geeks have been male, but I don't think that applies as much as it did before. But I think the overriding definition of someone who understands and knows a bit about maths, science, technology is basically a geek.
Hi, my name's Jason Tosse, and I am a doctoral candidate at the Annenberg School for Communication, the University of Pennsylvania. I'm currently finishing up my dissertation on geek culture, titled Geek Cultures, Media and Identity in the Digital Age. What do I think is the definition of a geek? I actually have a portion of my blog, geekstudies.org, put aside just to compile different answers to that question, because as far as I'm concerned, it's not really a question that has one answer so much as something that people in different groups and in different contexts define for themselves different ways. So, for me personally, I'll often use the word nerd to describe myself just because it sounds a little more pleasantly self-deprecating in a lot of social contexts in the group that I grew up in.